Christ I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名在这里证道。
Tonight we can look it up the book of Psalm chapter 42.
今天晚上我们可以查考诗篇四十二篇。
Psalm chapter 42.
诗篇四十二篇。
I choose the topic today, tonight for the, once you look at the Psalm chapter 42, verse 5 and verse 11, the first portion say, why are you in despair? Chapter 42, verse 5.
今天晚上我选的这个题目，因为四十二篇诗篇，这里第五跟第十一节都有讲到，我的心啊，你为何忧闷或是绝望？
Psalm chapter 42 is the second the beginning of the second volume.
四十二篇是第二卷的开始。
This one is written by, once you look at the Bible, says Korah, descendant of Korah.
在圣经上面讲，就是可拉后裔所编的诗。
But once we read, we can see the what their situation.When he wrote this a psalm.
当我们念了这一篇之后，我们就可以看到他们当时的情况。
Let's look at chapter 42.
让我们读四十二篇。
As the deer pants for the water brooks, so my soul pants for thee, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? Verse 3.My tears have been my food day and night, while they say to me all day long, where is your God? These things I remember, and I pour out my soul within me. For I used to go along with the throng and lead them in a procession to the house of God. With a voice of joy and thanksgiving, a multitude keepingA festival. Verse 5. Why are you in despair, O my soul? And why have you become disturbed within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him for the help of his presence. Verse 6. O my God, my soul is in despair within me. Therefore I remember thee from the land of the Jordan.And the pecks of the Hermon from Mount Mizar, deep call to deep and at the sound of thy waterfalls. All thy breakers and thy waves have rolled over me. The Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and his song will be with me in the night.A prayer to the God of my life. Verse 9. I will say to God, my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As a shattering of my bones, my adversary rebuked me. While they say to me all day long, where is your God?Why are you in despair of my soul? And why have you become disturbed within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him. Then help of my countenance and my God. Once you look at here, Psalm chapter 42, we find out the man who wrote this psalm, he was in a very... desperate situation in under the great stress.
当我们读过诗篇四十二篇的时候，我们看到这个作者他是处于一个当时很绝望的情况。
In a sense, his faith is kind of shaking at the moment, kind of the situation.
在某一方面讲，我们可以看他的信心或许在摇动。
Yet trying himself to pray to God also.He wants to hold himself with all the memory that he had before when he was with God.
可是他想要兼顾自己的信心，所以他就不断的思念以前神怎样帮助他。
So he wants to get out of the, this, such kind of weakness, his own weak faith.
他想要从他这个信心软弱的处境而脱离。
But at the same time, we have noticed that his faith is not that, that weak because, through this, this psalm, we find out he's struggling yet.He wants to hold in God, so he know how to get out of this kind of circumstance.
但是我们也看到这位作者他的信心其实也很坚强，因为他不断的在这挣扎中一直不断的纪念神对他的帮助，然后然后他能够再建立他的信心。
During the normal time, we don't know what kind of faith we have.
其实，在普通情况，我们实在不知道我们的信心是如何。
Normal times, it seems our faith is we think quite good. Sometimes.
在普通情况，我们通常都会认为自己的信心很好。
But many times we find out our faith when we encounter difficulties.
但是我们碰到困难的时候，这时信心就碰到挑战。
Many times our faith increase and also.Stronger than before when we are encounter difficulties.
也是在我们碰到困苦的时候，我们的信心能够加强或者是坚固。
Once we look at the life of Job.
当我们看约伯的一生。
And at the beginning, his life was such a, he received the blessing of God.
刚开始他是得神大大的祝福。
Now once you look at the Job chapter 1, the information we find out he's a really rich man.
从约伯记的第一章，我们就可以念到他是非常富有的一个人。
He has a lot of property, and then he mentioned that he has many servants.
这里讲到他的财产多，多多，还有他的服侍的人也很多。
So Job chapter 1 verse 3 described that he was the greatest of all the men of the east.
在这里讲到他是在东部的地方，东方人中就是甚为至大。
So we can see that his status and also as a material wise, he's such a great, he received the blessing from God.
所以在物质上他是得到神很多的祝福。
Yet also he's seeking God faithfully.
可是同时他也是很虔诚的追随神。
But later on the Satan, Satan came to the Lord and trying to saying that why he is such a fearing God.
可是后来撒旦来问神说，为什么约伯他这样敬拜神呢？
Because you give all these things.
因为你这样祝福他一切的物质。
So once you take away all this his belonging, then he might disrespect you.
所以你把他所有的东西拿走，他就不会再敬畏你了。
So God allow Satan to take all the his property.
所以神就应许他，撒旦把他的东西都拿走。
And not only only the material, but all he lost all his children.
不但他所有的财产，连他的儿女都被取走。
It is one of the worst condition that at the moment when he situated when it was Job was that time.
结果。约伯就落到一个非常痛苦的一个情况。
Because so far he experienced of God because he faithful to God, so God blessed him.
因为到那时之前，他一直对神很忠诚，神也很祝福他。
And now taken away all that the blessing that it hasn't taken by the Satan.
结果神把他所有被祝福的东西都拿走了。
It didn't as a job, it's very hard to understand. I think at the moment.
所以在当时，约伯他一定是很难理解。
But at that time, he has a ground of his faith.
可是他有一个信心的根基。
So Job chapter 1 verse 21, he say in his prayer.
所以在约伯记一章二十一节，他这样祷告说。
Chapter 1 verse 20, he mentioned that he fell to the ground and worshipped.
在二十节说，约伯就剃了头，然后伏在地上下拜。
This is not an easy moment for him to actually kneel down in front of God and worship him.
其实在这个时候让他跪下来跟神下拜是很困难的一件事。
And verse 21 at that time, so he says, Naked I come from my mother's womb, naked I shall return there.
所以二十一节他接着说，我赤身出于母胎，也必赤身归回。
The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
赏赐的是主，收取的也是主。
We can find out that Job's faith such a strong foundation of understanding of God.
从这里我们可以看到约伯他对神的了解，他这有一个很好的根基。
His faith never rely upon the things belongs in his life.
因为他的信心没有建立在属世上的物质。
Many times because our faith, if we do not have a true foundation of our faith.
有的时候我们信心要是没有建立在真正的基础的话，
then our faith is fluctuated based on the things happening in our life.
那我们的心情就会因为生活上所遇到的事件而会有高低。
So what we can learn from the Job is such kind of a strong foundation.
从这里我们看到约伯他的信心是很坚固的基础。
Yes, such condition is still seeking God.
就算他碰到这么痛苦的时候，他还是在追随神。
And in Psalm chapter 42, the writers of this psalm.
所以诗篇四十二篇的作者。
And he is under the great distress and trouble under his enemies.
他是临在受那个敌人很大的压力，还有被逼迫。
There's a lot of kind of struggle in his heart.
在他心中有很大的挣扎。
What you can see the Psalm chapter 42, you can find right away.
从诗篇四十二篇，我们一念一遍就可以看出来。
Let's look at the chapter 42.
所以让我们再看一遍。
Chapter 42, verse 3.
从第三节开始。
My tears have been my food days and night, while they say to me all day long, Where is your God?
我昼夜以眼泪当饮食，忍不住地对我说，你的神在哪里呢？
It seems like before he was the condition that he can instruct them and guide people, yet now the situation turned around.And people even ask and challenge, "Where is your God?"
这里似乎他以前是可以教导别人的，可是这个时候事情却让人来对他反问，说你的神在哪里呢？
So now is a turnaround his life. Is people now pointing him to such a condition he has situated in.
所以他碰到一个情况，人反而倒过来问他。
So his heart is shaking now, his faith.
所以他的心跟他的信心就开始动摇。
So actually verse 5, he actually asked him and telling him, Why are you in despair of my soul?
所以在第五节他就问自己说你为什么要忧闷或绝望。
Then why you have become disturbed within you?
为什么你自己心中烦躁呢？
Now he himself told him, say, Hope in God for I shall again praise him.
他在对自己说应当仰望神，然后我还要再称赞他。
I hope that on the we are in our faith.
我是但愿在我们信仰中。
When we encounter difficulties.
当我们碰到困苦时候。
I think chapter 42 is very good, great encouragement, and also give a very precious instruction.
我认为诗篇四十二篇对我们是一个很好的鼓励跟教导。
If we do not seeking God naturally, we seeking something else.
要是我们不寻找神的话，我们就会寻找别的东西。
And some people will tend to be very negative when the situation comes when all the things are taken away.
有些人当他们所有的被失去的时候，他们就开始很绝望。
And when things the right things to do, but there's encounter like difficulties or challenge from others.
有的时候我们会我们虽然做的事情是对的，可是也会碰到一些挑战或者是别人的阻挡。
Sometimes when we work for the Lord, also happen that too.
就算我们在为神工作的时候，有时候也会碰到这种困苦。
It seems like our faith can be hurt or can be shaken by the situation we will encounter.
这个时候，我们的信心很容易或许会动摇，或者是受伤。
So, the moment that we can come back to God.
那个时候，我们一定要转回神。
And verse Psalm chapter 40 to verse 1 and 2.And here the writer describes as like a deer seeking the water and water and the brooks.
这里讲到我们的心要像鹿一样的切慕水，就如同我们这样的仰望神。
So we can ask God's help and His true source of life.
这样子我们就可以真正的抓住神为我们生命的来源。
Let's look at the Psalm chapter 107, verse 9.
让我们也参考诗篇107篇。
Psalm chapter 107, verse 9.
诗篇107篇第九节。
For he has satisfied the thirsty soul and the hungry soul.He has a feel with the what is good. In Psalm chapter 107, verse 9, here give us a very encouragement.
诗篇107篇第九节，因他使心里渴慕的人得以知足，使心里饥饿的人得饱满物美物，这是让我们很好的一个勉励。
And you see, he has a satisfied the thirsty soul, the hunger soul, he has a feel with what is good.
所以心灵渴慕的饥饿的人都可以得到满足。
We can constantly asking the God his power and his strength.
我们可以不断的求神给我们给我们力量。
And so that we can quenched and thirsty satisfied our soul.
这样我们灵里的渴慕都能够得到满足。
Especially when we're difficult time and we have encountered such kind of challenge and obstacle in our life.
尤其我们在生命中碰到困苦或者阻挡的时候。
So that our soul seeking him just like a deer seeking the water in the brooks.
这样我们的灵能够切慕神，就如同鹿切慕溪水一样。
And throughout the Old and New Testament, God never changed.
从旧约到新约，神是永不改变的。
Those who wants to come to God, God also come close to them.
那些想亲近神的人，神必定亲近他们。
And sometimes, we can say, there's no such kind of challenge in our life. We don't much to pray.
我们不能说我们从不会碰到事情让我们没有不用祷告。
But when we have a problem and difficulties.Naturally, we come to God.
Because when we 碰到困难的时候，我们很自然而然的就想要来到神旁边。
So we can try do our best, especially when we are difficult time, we come to God.
所以我们一定要记住，碰到困苦的时候，一定要到神那里。
And let's turn to Jeremiah.
让我们看一下耶利米书。
Chapter 23.
耶利米书四十三章。
Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 23 and 24.
43章的23.
Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 23 and 24.
43章的23跟24节。
Am I God who is near, declared the Lord, and not a God far off? Can a man hide himself in hiding place?So I do not see him, declare the Lord. Do I not feel the heaven and the earth, declare the Lord. The verse 23 is, Am I God who is near, declare the Lord.
在耶利米书23章23节，这里说，主说，我岂为近处的神呢？也不为远处的神吗？
Many times when we are in the difficult situation we encounter,
当我们碰到困苦困境的时候
，Do we feel that God is seems that times is a distance from us？
我们会感觉到神好像离我们有一些距离。
It seems like God do not listen and respond to our prayer。
好像神不听，也没有不听我们的祷告，也没有回应我们的祷告。
So instead of we holding God, but we choose our life to be, we purposely losing our directions.
我们有的时候不但没有去紧紧抓住神，我们反而失去我们生命的目标。
Purposely our life is trying to do ourselves to be a wanderer.
有的时候我们故意让自己就像一个流浪者一样。
But here the Bible here the God telling us, He is very near to us.
但这里告诉我们，神其实与我们非常近。
And he is always listening to our crying.
他是一直在听我们的呼求。
The thing is, our heart is enough to seeking him. It is the matter.
问题在乎我们有没有心里真正的在寻找神。
So once we come to God, He will give us a strength.
因为当我们来到神那里的时候，他必定给我们力量。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 35.
我们也参考以赛亚书35章。
Isaiah chapter 35 from verse 1.
以赛亚书35章从第一节开始。
Verse 1 to verse 4.
第一到第四节。
Isaiah chapter 35 verse 1 to verse 4.
以赛亚书35章的第一到第四节。
The wilderness and the desert will be glad.And the Araba will rejoice and blossom like the crocus. It will blossom profusely and rejoice with the rejoicing and the shout of joy. The glory of Lebanon will be given to it. The majesty of Carmel and the Sharon. They will see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Encourage the exhausted.And strengthening the feeble, say to those with an anxious heart, Take courage, fear not. Behold, your God will come with a vengeance. The recompense of God will come, but He will save you. And this words, I am sure, hope that it can encourage us.
我但愿这些经节能够给我们带来勉励。
And during the time of Isaiah, there's a lot of trouble in the nations.
在以赛亚时代的时候，他的国家受到很多的碰到很多的困难。
Once you look at the chapter 36, you can tell during the time of King Hezekiah.
我们要是念以赛亚书36章的时候，可以看到以西家王的时候。
Now Assyria came attacked the whole nations. It was in the trouble.
那时候亚述王开始来攻击犹大。
The many places already taken by the enemies.
其实很多地方已经被敌人占据了。
There's no such way that he and his kingdom can be protected.
他的国犹大国很难被保护。
There's a lot of things that we know that sometimes we cannot help ourselves.
所以就如同我们有的时候没有办法帮助自己。
Same thing like during the time of King Hezekiah.
就像以西家王的时代一样。
When he was surrounded by enemy in Jerusalem.
当时耶路撒冷被敌人围攻。
He understand his power is very limited.
他知道自己的力量是非常有限。
But now enemy asked him to be surrendered.
那时敌人要他们投降。
So he's such kind of a situation. There's no way, a human way can help himself to be deliver the nation out of the enemy.
他知道以人的力量是没有办法能够救这个国家的。
So now he can come to God.
他只能到神那里。
And he can seeking the God's help.
他只能祈求神的帮助。
So once you look at the chapter 37.At the beginning, and he cried out. He come to God, the temple of God. He cried out.
所以我们继续念到三十以赛亚书三十七章的话，就看到西基家王到神的殿中开始跟神呼求。
The thing is, God listened to his voice.
然后神就垂听他的声音。
In such kind of circumstances, impossible that he can get out of there.
当时他的情况是是其实没有办法能够得救的。
But the king Hezekiah understood the source of life, source of salvation is the only way he come to God.
但是他知道能够拯救的来源只有在神那里。
So this chapter 35, this is like this is prophecies.
所以三十七章就是像一个预言一样。
But this is there's a no way of chance like a wilderness and then like a desert.
这里就像一个旷野一样。
But God will secure His nations.
但是神会去保护他的王国。
Because he willing to come to God to seeking God's help.
因为他愿意到神那里祈求神的帮助。
Let us always remember when God, during the time of peaceful time, God always help us.
让我们提醒自己，在我们平安的时候，神是其实一直在帮助我们。
The grace actually He supplies during an everyday basis.
每一天，神是不断的应予我们他的恩典。
But it is good that we can detect, very sensitively detect His grace and His love.Every daily basis.
So we 每天要对神给我们的恩典很敏感。
So when the time of difficulties comes upon us,
所以当我们碰到困苦的时候，
we can remember His grace and His love He supplies to us.
那个时候我们就要提醒自己和纪念神以前给我们的不多多的恩典。
So that we can come back to God and we can pray to Him.
这样我们就能够回到神那里，然后跟他祷告。
The three way we can help ourselves when the time that our faith is being attacked or in the time of our faith is getting weaker at the moment.
所以当我们信心软弱或者信心受到打击的时候，我们有三个方法可以帮助自己。
We need a desire to come to God.
第一，我们需要有一个想要去神那里的有那种心。
那 Isaiah chapter 40，
在以赛亚书四十章。
Isaiah chapter 40，
以赛亚书四十章。
Verse from 28，
从二十八节开始。
Chapter 40, verse from 28 to 31.
以赛亚书四十章二十八到三十一节。
Do you not know? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the end of the earth.Does not become weary or tired. His understanding is incorruptible. And he gives strength to the weary. And to him who lacks might he increase power. Though youth grow weary and tired, and vigorous young men stumble badly, yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with the wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired.They will walk and not become weary. I'm sure because we know that this passage very well.
我想大家对这几个经节都很熟悉。
How we can overcome the difficulties?
我们怎么样能够突破困难呢？
That we can be waiting for Him.
我们只能等候主。
We can pray also, as we can say, second one is a prayer.
所以我们第二个方法就是要祷告。
But prayer with a full of desire.
要一个有欲望的心祷告。
The last time we mentioned about the blind man, the beggar of Bartimaeus.
我们上一次提到巴迪马是个瞎的乞丐。
It's not just a crying itself, but desire.
他不但是大声的呼喊，但是他心中有一个欲望。
Without such a strong desire, we cannot get it.
因为心中没有这个渴慕的话，我们就得不到。
A desire, another way we can explain this is our faith.
这个心中的这种渴慕也可以等于说是我们的信心。
With the faith, we can cry out to God.
那就表示我们跟神呼喊的时候要有信心。
So we just read Jeremiah chapter 23. He is a near God.
我们就像刚刚念到耶利米书二十三章那里说，他是一个靠近我们的神。
This is faith. God is not far, but close to us.
这就是我们的信心，是相信他就在我们很亲近，不是很遥远的。
So Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 3, and here God said, "Call to me."
在耶利米书三十三章这里也提到说向我呼求。
And then I will answer you.
我必回应你。
And if we call to God with faith,
当我们跟神 呼求以用以信心开始呼求。
I will answer you.
神他必会应于我们。
Whenever the situation, the circumstances were full of stress and distress.
不管我们碰到什么样的压力或者是困苦
，We can come to God with a faith and we pray to God.
我们要来到神面前，以信心的跟他祈求。
Another third, because once we with the faith, we can pray to God and praising God.
我们可以有信心跟神祈求，也要跟他赞美。
Once we find out the Psalm chapter 42.
我们看诗篇四十三篇的话。
Once you find that is two times he mentioned that.
有两次他提到。
In verse 5.
第五节。
Actually, beginning with the disturb, which means shaking his face, but end up says the help of his, he mentioned the hope in God, for I shall again praise him, he says.
这个诗篇四十二篇开始的时候，他的信心或许在有一点有一点比较有摇晃。可是后来在第五节的时候，这里就讲到他能够称赞神了。
Now, verse 8, the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime. His song will be with me in the night, and pray to God of my life. He also include of.Praising God with a song, he says.
第八节也提到，白昼主必向我施慈爱，黑夜我要歌颂，祷告赐我生命的神。
In Psalm chapter 43, verse 11, also repeat the same word, verse 5.
在十一节也就重复第五节的字。
So here he was hoping God, for I shall yet praise Him.
这里讲说我要跟神仰望神，因为我还要称赞他。
So first, chapter 42, I find out here that our strength is our true prayer with faith.
让我感觉到，就是我们的力量就是以信心跟神祷告。
And also the praise him.
然后还要赞美神。
The one time in the, if you look at the Second Chronicle, chapter 20.
要是我们看到
I think during the time of King Jehoshaphat.
历代记下二十章的时候。
Second Chronicle, let's look at that's okay. Second Chronicle chapter 20.
历代记下二十章。
This time also the nation was under the great distress because the enemy also came upon to the nations.
这个时候犹大国也是受到一个很大的压力，因为敌人来攻击他们。
This time is Ammonites and those Ammonites, Moabites, and then these people came upon to the nation to attack them.
那时候，摩亚人、亚门人又有米乌尼人一同来攻击犹大人。
Now this time, as a nation, cannot defend. It's hard to defend them.
所以那时候，这整个国家很难保护自己。
Actually, it's a great army, so they cannot help themselves.
因为这些敌人，他们是很大的一个军队。
Actually, because the king came up and then asked the help, the God helped them.
因为约沙法王求神，所以神就帮助。
So once we look at verse 15.
我们来看一下十五节。
And this is what the prophet says. Listen, all Judah and the inhabitant of Jerusalem. King Jehoshaphat does say the Lord to God, Do not fear or be dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours but God's.
这时候有一个预言说，犹大众民、耶路撒冷的居民和约沙法王，你们请听。
This is a great word because now the victory is given to you because this word is belongs to God, not to you.
这里告诉他们，你们不要恐惧惊慌，因为胜败不在乎你们，乃在乎神。所以他们得到很大的鼓励。
Now, verse 17 says, "You need not fight in this battle."
十七节告诉他们，你们其实不用征战。
Then, but just station yourself, stand and see the salvation of the Lord.
你们只要摆正站着看。
Which means that this is so many enemies out there. But God says you don't have to fight. Because I will fight for you. And the verse 18. And once he heard this word from the prophet, and the Jehoshaphat the king said, bow his head with his face to the ground, and all Judea and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell down before the Lord, worshiping the Lord.
当时约沙法王和所有的犹大众民和耶路撒冷的居民都伏伏在主面前叩拜主。
And then the Levites, they sing song, they praise the Lord.
那时候利未人他们就开始站起来，极大的声音赞美神。
But this battle is it really upon the God's hands.
所以这个战争真的是在神的手中。
And verse 22.And when they began singing and praising the Lord, set ambushes against the sons of Ammon, Moab, and the Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, so they were routed.
众人方唱歌赞美神的时候，主就派伏兵击杀那些来攻击犹大人的一切敌人了。
23节。For the sons of Ammon and Moab rose up against the inhabitants of Mount the Seir, destroyed them completely. And when they had finished with the inhabitants of Seir, they helped to destroy one another.
因为亚门人跟摩亚人起来击杀住希尔山的人，将他们灭尽。灭尽住希尔人的山的人之后，他们又彼此自相击杀。
You can find out that this battle truly belongs to God's hand.
所以我们可以从这里看到，这个战争真的在神的手中。
Israel, all these people just praising God.
犹大人他们只是站在那里唱诗赞美神。
Now verse 22 says, when they began singing and praising the Lord.
在这里讲说，当他们开始唱歌赞美神的时候
，Actually, they come out and fight against each other.
结果敌人出来就互相残杀。
And the next, what they do is go and after them and kill them and then take all the belongings.
犹大人到最后面就下去，把所有取回敌人的财物。
According to verse 25 says it takes three days to take all these belongings.
在二十五节提到，他们需要三天把所有敌人的财物才全部收取。
It was a great battle.
表示那是很大的一个战场。
This king and his people, his army, they haven't done anything. Just see what God saved in the salvation.
所以耶沙法王跟所有的人民，他们什么事都不用做，就看到神为他们战
争。They only praise God.
他们只需要赞美神。
And God destroyed the enemies.
结果神把所有敌人都灭绝掉。
So this kingdom become stronger than before.
所以这个王国就比以前更加的坚强。
So that's what the verse 29 and the verse 30, that's a result of out of this battle.
所以二十九跟三十节就讲到这个战争之后的结果。
And so in verse 29, and the dread of God was on all the kingdoms of the land when they heard that the Lord had fought against the enemy of Israel.
因为列邦诸国听见主战败以色列的仇敌，就甚惧怕，这样，约沙法的国就得享太平。
Verse 30 says, so the kingdom of Jehoshaphat was at peace, for his God gave him rest of all aside.
犹大王得享太平，因为神赐他四境平安。
Once we rely on God.
当我们依靠神的时候
，With faith we pray to God.
我们以信心向神祷告。
And we trust Him and we praising Him we praise His name.
我们满心的信靠他，然后赞美神。
God will help us.
神必帮助我们。
So the chapter 40 to Psalm chapter 40 to give a very three important points.
所以诗篇四十二篇告诉我们这三点很重要的。
I'm sure because we know all of us.
我想我们大家都对这个很清楚。
Yet this chapter reminds us.
这个诗篇就是在提醒我们。
First, we're waiting for Him.
第一，我们要等候神。
Which is the desire.
我们心中要渴慕他。
Now, which talking about the true faith.
那就是我们的信心。
So we can desire, we're seeking just like a deer seeking the water in the brooks.
我们的心渴慕神，就像这个鹿渴慕溪水一样。
And then we pray to God.
然后我们跟神祷告。
I pray with the singing and praising Him.
我们祷告的时候也不断地赞美和唱诗。
God will strengthening our faith.
神会坚固我们的信心。
God make a victories our Christian life also.
神就应给我们战胜。
Let's sing him 356.
356首。